Pollyanna.
Chapter 1. Getting Ready. Miss Polly Harrington walked up the stairs of her big house. Miss Polly's parents had died many years ago, and she lived alone. Things were going to change now, and she did not like it. A few weeks earlier, a letter had come to the house. It came from a town far to the west. The letter said that Pastor John Whittier had died. Many years ago, Miss Polly's sister, Jenny, had married the pastor and moved away. Miss Polly's family wanted Jenny to marry another man who had a lot of money. The rich man loved Jenny, but she chose the poor pastor. The family was not happy about this and did not speak to Jenny anymore. A few years later, the family heard sad news. Jenny died after she had a child. Now her husband was also dead. Their daughter, Pollyanna, was Miss Polly's niece. The young girl was coming to live at Harrington House. Miss Polly climbed the stairs up to the attic. In the attic, she looked around.
"It is a plain room, but it is good enough," she said to herself.
At that moment, Miss Polly noticed the window was open. She walked across the room and closed it. Then she went down to the kitchen. Her maid, Nancy, was working in the kitchen.
"Nancy," Miss Polly said, "I was just in the attic and I saw the window was open."
"Yes, ma'am," answered Nancy. "I thought it would be nice to open the window. It gets so hot up there."
"I don't want flies in my house," Miss Polly said angrily. "Now the child will arrive in 1 hour. Tom, the gardener, will take you to the train station to meet her."
A few minutes later, Nancy and Tom were riding in the carriage. They talked about the girl coming to stay with them. Nancy was worried. Miss Polly was a very serious woman who did not like noise and never smiled. Tom said that Miss Polly wasn't always like that. Once, Miss Polly had been in love with a man. However, she had stopped seeing the man for some reason. After that, Miss Polly was never happy again. The man was still living in town. Nancy wondered who it could be.